Hey, good morning, folks. We're going to do a quick paragraph on a patient by the name of Sonja, S-O-N-J-A. S-O-N-J-A, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. This is an 87-year-old woman who is being recertified for hospice with history of chronic kidney disease, period. As I mentioned, she's 87 years old. She's been suffering from kidney disease for some time, period. The past 3 months, she has had decline. She had a decline in her health and kidney function, period. Patient has now become totally dependent, confused, significant memory loss, weakness, hallucination, sleeping majority of the day, now 18 to 20 hours a day. Patient lives in assisted living in Tomball, Texas, T-O-M-B-A-L-L, Texas, and requires 24-hour supervision, period. Patient's closest relative is Mary, who's a daughter-in-law and is very much involved in her care and discusses her care on a regular basis with the nurses and aides, and she's present at the living facility most of the time. So currently, period, she has a KPS score of 40%. She suffers from protein calorie malnutrition, total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Weight loss per nursing home record, 7 pounds in the past month. Patient requires change in position every 2 hours. Patient had increased bilirubin and creatinine, itching, requires medication for pain and anxiety, period. Patient's also eating very little, about 5 to 10% of her food. It has to be pureed because of her severe weakness, period. She's no longer able to get out of bed given her findings and especially recent changes. Patient's very much hospice appropriate and expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.